Grace to and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. This whole letter of 1 Peter has been talking about trials and troubles that come to Christians. If somebody really finds out what it means to be a member of the body of Christ, there will be those who will not like it. We've been hearing that for several weeks now. It's not just something once in a while, it's systemic, as we say. It's part of the system of the world to say, we don't want a Savior. If we have a Savior, then that means we're sinners. And we don't think we're sinners. Long as God's not around, we're not sinners. We're just people doing our own thing. What is sin? It's not just breaking certain moral teachings. It is saying, I can do fine on my own. I don't need a higher being. I can figure things out. Leave me alone. Well, that would be fine, except God says there is something so wrong in your heart that you cannot be loved by me. I want to love you, but you resist. And if you say you want nothing to do with me, you're going to be lost, and I don't want that. The whole purpose of our Lord coming to this earth to suffer and die and rise was to bring every human being into life everlasting, every single last one. He wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why was Jesus put on a cross? Well, we say God used that in order to give us salvation, that Jesus' death replaces ours. But he was put on the cross because both the Jewish people of that day and the Roman leaders of that day saw Jesus as a threat to security. Isn't that something? The one who comes to bring security is seen as a threat to security. The one who comes to bring that wonderful blanket of God's forgiveness and God's love to wrap us around in his care and his eternal presence is the one who is seen as stripping us naked and finding fault with us. And our Lord says through Peter here, remind the folks that it's going to come that way, but don't turn away from the faith. Don't turn away from the gospel. Come and pray and lay your heart out before the Lord when you struggle in this world so that you are not pulled down by things that you believe are too hard for you to bear, but are really simply part of the cross that every Christian is going to carry. Not the one that brings salvation, but the one that experiences the fact that not everybody is interested in such good news. Beware of Satan, the devil, a prowling, roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in the faith. The spirit that is given us in holy baptism, that will be given to another little one this day, is stronger than anything we will ever come up against. We're not weak. We're strong in Christ. And thus, when we come to pray and to praise, and we lay our hearts out and our minds open before the Lord, we come not to one who is impotent, but the one who has not only created the heavens and the earth, but has broken down death's door, who is seated now at the right hand of the Father, having ascended to the right hand to watch over us and to let words that don't seem very powerful to touch our hearts, to calm us and lead us and guide us as we live out our Christian lives. Last week we looked at the section in Luther's Catechism on Holy Baptism. Today I would like to look, as we pray, at the Lord's Prayer. So let's please turn in the front of our hymnal to page 323. And review with Luther what he reminds us of the great blessings of being able to come and pray before our Father in heaven. Page 323. I will read the petition and then I will ask what the meaning is, and please join with me at that point. Page 323 in the front part of our maroon hymnal, please join with me. Our Father who art in heaven, for the introduction. What does this mean? With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. The first petition, hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. The second petition, thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The third petition, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come, and when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. The fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, land and animals, money and goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. The fifth petition, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them. But we ask that he would give them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. The sixth petition, and lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. The seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition in summary that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. The conclusion. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. And thus, we have a commentary on the first epistle that was written by Peter to the church in northeastern Turkey in Luther's explanation. He helps us to pray for God's benefits and God's blessing and God's presence and God's settledness in our hearts because we are saved and redeemed, and not to let us think that other powers, the devil, the world, and our flesh, are so strong that we can't escape and that we are bound to fall. How can we pray this? Because we are baptized into the power of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and God is at work remaking our heart, making us new day after day, helping us come into his presence. We rejoice with this little one brought to holy baptism this day, and we rejoice that all of us are in that kingdom and can withstand the assaults of the devil and the world and our own sinful nature, and instead can be proud that we can praise and honor the Lord and can bring his kingdom out into the world that other people also might have that settledness. Amen.